Senate Bill 373, or the Water Resource Protection Act, was up for passage last night with the right to amend the bill unrestricted. 25 amendments were brought forward, ranging from regulation of above-ground storage tanks to how water treatment plants will operate going forward. Among the amendments that made it into the bill include reinstating the requirement that the Bureau of Public Health conduct a long-term study on humans that have come in contact with MCHM, which leaked into the water from Freedom Industries, and also water treatment plants serving 100,000 or more customers install early chemical detection systems unless it was deemed not feasible. Many delegates rose in support of the bill as amended, including Delegate Mike Manypenny, who pointed out the significance of the moment.
This is an important issue. We're making history here today. It is time that we stand up and protect the citizens of this state.
Then the time finally came to vote on the Water Resource Protection Act.
The question is on passage of the bill. All those in favor will vote green. All those opposed will vote red. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the results. There being 95 ayes, 0 nays, 5 members absent not voting, a majority of the members present having voted in the affirmative, I declare the bill passed.
The bill will now be sent back to the Senate. If senators agree with the House changes, the bill will move on to the governor to sign into law. If they do not agree, the bill will go into joint conferences to further work the bill until there is an agreement. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.